So when can an agency force somebody into retirement?
Well, they can't force anyone into retirement, but certainly buyouts are back, and we're seeing more of them. And it's, buyouts are considered the incentive. And so the question is, can they make that incentive big enough and interesting enough and lucrative enough so that people of a certain category, retirement eligible, will accept it and leave their positions? If buyouts don't work and it doesn't eliminate enough individuals from full-time equivalent positions, well, then the government goes into RIF mode. And so far, I haven't heard any agencies talking about RIFs.
So if you, say, skip a buyout, say, I want to keep working, and you end up getting RIFed, you don't get the incentive that the buyout people got. You just get a cupcake and a pat on the back?
Right. Well, if you're RIFed, RIFed is by, you know, last in, generally last in, first out, and it's targeted positions and categories of positions and parts of agencies. And severance is available with RIF. And for most people, they won't, you know, most people who are RIFed, the severance wouldn't necessarily, it's not necessarily trying to equate to the buyout incentive. And that's why the government's going through, you know, voluntary reduction in forces first, and that's through the buyout program. Now, some agencies are just, you know, offering early retirement so that you can retire earlier and still get, you know, voluntarily and still get your annuity before you reach your retirement eligibility. Other agencies are offering the incentive pay, the VSEP. And so if we all remember back into the 90s, it wasn't due to budget issues. It was certainly not a budgetary issue. It was more about a restructuring of the government during the Clinton administration. And, you know, most buyouts were accompanied by the VSEP. And they were pretty effective. There were RIFs. They definitely did also run RIFs, but the buyout program was pretty effective in incentivizing people to leave government positions.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. And let me ask you this. Recently, the Education Department, I believe it was, said that they wanted to have about 200 people leave through a buyout. And they said the reason wasn't because the workforce was too large, but because they needed different skill sets for the way the agency was operating and the different plans it had. And so where does that fall if you don't take that and you're RIFed because they just don't want you anymore? Is that proper cause for asking someone to leave?
Well, you know, it's not. They're asking them to leave through the buyout program and incentivizing them because they're looking, you know, and that certainly you saw that, Tom, back in the 90s. You saw, in addition to we want to reduce the workforce, it was certainly about workforce with the right and wrong skills. And it is clearly a proper use of the buyout program in retirement, you know, trying to incentivize people for retirement. And clearly the government can certainly use a reduction in force for that purpose also. What make, you know, illegal employment decisions are if it's based upon the categories that Congress has set as being out of, you know, certainly off limits for purposes of making an employment decision. So it's race, color, gender, age, religion, national origin, handicapping condition. So if that's why you want to get rid of the person, clearly illegal. But if your workforce is lacking in certain skills and not going to acquire those skills, you can bring in new employees, but then you grow a larger workforce. You can certainly use the reassignments, which part of reduction in force is to reassign people to different positions. But I would assume that through the buyout program, education is going to get a lot of what it wants in terms of, you know, reduced numbers. And if they don't, they can always run a RIF.
It sounds like, though, when you're speaking about replacing people with different skill sets and so forth and revamping the workforce, that's probably where, and you can tell me if I'm right about this, as a practical matter, agencies, management would run the most danger of exposure to an age discrimination suit. If everyone they let go, they say, well, we need a different generation or something, that's probably thin ice, huh?
Yeah. Well, saying I need a younger generation is clearly age discrimination because you're making the decision about who should hold the position based upon age. Many people infer, well, you know, this group of employees has the wrong skill set. They're not as, you know, computer savvy. You heard that back in the 90s. And older workers thought that was code for, we're old, you don't think we can learn computer skills, and so you're going to bring in younger, you know, younger generation, younger group of employees, because you think they're more likely to be able to have the computer skills. And it's that distinction. What is the real motivating factor for the employment action? Is it really because we need a certain type of skill set, regardless of who has it, or is it because we want a younger workforce? And, you know, you saw those kinds of claims, Tom, clearly in reductions in force. Age claims are, I think, predominate. You certainly see all other kinds of claims also. But age claims predominate, particularly in the 21st century, when employers are indeed driven largely by skill set.
Now, just judging from the cases that come over the transom at your law firm, do times of widespread buyout opportunities, and there's about 15 going on right now throughout the government, does that increase the caseload that you see? More people tend to think they're being discriminated against?
No, actually quite the opposite, Tom. You'd be surprised. When buyouts with the VSIP are being offered, the voluntary incentive pay, what we've seen are people trying to get themselves into a position so that they become buyout eligible. And that was back in the 90s. Currently, we haven't had that influx of federal employees trying to get positioned so that they're, you know, they could get offered the buyout or get into the buyout program. And I think that's a sign of the times. I mean, certainly in the 90s, the economy, the general economy was much stronger. And if you retired, you could go back, you know, you could certainly still work in the private sector, jobs were available. And
sure.
I think a lot of people are talking today about whether the buyout program will be effective in the government, because when you get people to retire at age, you know, the early retirement is below 55. So if they're retiring at 50 years of age and 20 years of service, at 50 years old, most people want to work. And they can't afford not to work and live on a reduced annuity. And so the question is whether or not these local economies will be able to pick up federal workers who are taking the buyouts, and will that create the incentive for them to leave the positions? I think there's a lot of doubt currently that this is going to effectively thin the forces.